The CNN Hack, How to Become a Weekly Contributor to CNN. Now, this is an overview of this training. First, I'm going to talk about citizen journalism, talk about what exactly it is, why it's important, how it's growing, and how you can become a part of it. Then we're going over how to set up your account at CNN, the proper article format and styles to use when creating your article, and then finally the submission process. First, what is citizen journalism? Well, the concept of it is based upon citizens playing an active role in the process of collecting, reporting, news, and information. It's also called public journalism, participatory journalism, democratic journalism, guerrilla journalism, or street journalism. I've heard guerrilla journalism probably the most out of all the other ones. It basically means when the people that are formerly known as the audience employ the press tools that they have in their possession to inform one another. Now, the internet gave the average person the ability to transmit information globally. And if you think even back a few years ago, how hard it would have been to put a news story up of something going on in front of you up for other people to see, you really couldn't have. You'd have to shoot a video with your camera, take it into a news station, they could put it up there. Now, you can record it with your phone, which you've got in your front pocket all the time, and upload it right then from wherever you are, and everybody can see that video or the images of what's going on. And that's a power. You know, it was once only people that had it were the largest media corporations and news agencies in the world. So it was only the very big boys that had access to this type of stuff. Now, everybody in the world can do that almost. If you think one of the back to this, this was the Arab Spring. This was one of the first times that citizen journalism really came into the worldview, or this where people are out in an oppressed government that were able to share what was going on via Twitter and put their news stories up there, and it was getting picked up all across the world. Occupy Wall Street, a little closer to home for those of us in the U.S., was another example of citizen journalism being deployed. These are three additional citizen journalism sites I want to tell you about. Feel free to jump on these. You can start putting your content out on those also. I'd follow the same format and style I'm going to share with you of CNN. But I don't have anything going on at these sites, so I can't give a personal recommendation, but I thought I'd give you some other examples of places you can use. Groundreport.com, DigitalJournal.com, and Newsvine.com. I want to talk about the big boy, CNN, which is by far and away the biggest news agency to really embrace citizen journalism and putting it out there for all of their viewers, their readers on their website to become a part of. It's very, very easily. And they do it on their CNN iReport section of their website, which you can see up at the top left-hand corner, the red arrow is pointing, is the actual URL for it. It is ireport.cnn.com, and all you have to do is go there, and you can click on the sign up, sign in button. It's over on the right-hand side by that arrow, and it will take you to a sign up process, which is super easy. All you've got to do to create your account is, after you click on that button, this will pop up, and you literally type in those few spaces. You can see if you're a login. If you're already a member, you can log in at the top. If not, you have your sign-up screen below, which is no more than a name. A screen name can be your name or some other code word. Your email address and your password. That's it. You can put in your phone number and your real name if you want. You don't have to. And you put in your CAPTCHA code, sign up, and you've got an account. You're ready to start uploading content to CNN. Now, let's go over the article format and creation, which is the most important part of this whole thing, because if this is done wrong, you will get banned from here, your stuff will get taken down, and you'll just look ridiculous. So you want to make sure you do it right. Now, article format, no hint of being promotional. I said that in an earlier video, and I'm saying it in this one. Do not be promotional. Don't sell. You're not going to sell anything. I don't care what a great salesperson you are. I don't care how great your product is, what great results you've had for your clients. You're not going to sell anybody on iReport CNN, ever. It's not going to work, so don't do it. Just stick to the format I'm going to give you. it must be a news article. So it can't be a blog post type thing. So it can't be the seven steps for X or the seven tips to do X. Not that, so it must be news articles. Now, it can't be an evergreen type news article. It can be a trending topic. I tend to go with trending topics on these, but feel free to do whatever you want to do. Each article must include an image or a video, so keep that in mind. Also, do not use the subject's name in the title. So whoever your subject is, if you're doing it for yourself, it's not going to be so-and-so, your Brian Horn does XXX, or it's not going to be your client's name in there. Don't use your name in there anymore, because it's not going to be about them. This article is not about the client. We're just using them as an expert source for the article. So you don't even want to mention them in the first few paragraphs. Because again, this is going to be about the story, not about the subject. So the entire focus should be on the story, not the subject. You're not talking about them in the first few paragraphs, not in the title. Nothing but dropping one to two quotes from them in the article that will position them as the expert. And once I show you the example, the live example of one I did, you'll get it and see why this works so well. Now, the article creation process, we're going to go over these steps and as a whole, and then I'll go over them individually in more detail. First, you got to decide on a general topic. Then you're going to find similar articles on other sites that have already written about that topic you want to cover. You can use those as references in creating your own unique article. You're going to put in the quotes to position the subject as an expert. You're going to find an image and submit. And that's it. It's a very easy process. So first off, you have to decide on the topic. And a lot of people do get tripped up here because they try to find something that's very specific about what they're doing, and it doesn't have to be. You can find really generic things on places like the Drudge Report, which is my favorite one to use because I like how it's laid out. But also Google Trends, Yahoo News, and CNN all work well. You're basically just looking for news stories for what's going on that people are interested in the news. And the next step is you're going to find a way to just tweak it to make it so the subject can have an expert opinion on it. And it's once you see an example of what I'm doing here, you'll see how you can pretty much make anything work for your subject, your example. So I decided I like to talk about Super Bowl. This was shortly after the Super Bowl was done when I created that article and I'm making this video. So I just Googled Super Bowl marketing. I said, okay, I want to talk about Super Bowl. One of the articles I found was the one you can see down at the bottom by the arrow. And these companies won the Super Bowl ad game without buying an ad or without even advertising. So this is the article. It was in Money. And you can see it's just about how it's an article just about how companies that didn't advertise still made out like bandits after the Super Bowl. So I said, that's interesting. So I sent an email off to Heather, who works with us, and I said, I need 400 words based off this article, gave her the link, but make it businesses that got an authority boost for free during the Super Bowl. So we tweaked a little bit to be talk, to be a reference to our general, what we generally write about. And this is it. So then Heather works with us. She sent it off to our writer. That's all the work I did. All right, so you see so far, I really didn't do anything. I said 400 words, here's the link, but use this title angle instead. Got this back the next day. I have it fully written out, 400 words, exactly that topic that I wanted. So the next step now was to put in a quote. So I got my partner and buddy Jack, a quote I put in here, which is just an organic and story-driven narrative like Foot Locker experienced will resonate with the public far more than any multi-billion dollar commercials. So all this is doing is we're putting him in, by putting him in that article, it's talking about Super Bowl advertising. Right here, it's saying, okay, this article on CNN that's talking about Super Bowl advertising, out of everybody in the world they got that they could have gotten to talk about it, they picked Jack Mize from this Authority Acme place. This is where the power comes in, because this is something that just has an amazing impact on people that read it. And again, nobody is going to just come across this article and say, oh, there's that Jack Mize guy. It sounds pretty sharp. I'm going to go check out Authority Acme and buy stuff from them. That ain't going to happen. But I tell you what, if the entire article was Jack Mize, the most brilliant man in the world, says X about Super Bowl marketing, nobody would go through it either. It would not work, and it would look kind of silly. It wouldn't look like the other articles there on CNN. And you want this to have the same style, same headline, same journalistic format as the other articles, which is why I'm pushing you going this way instead of making a person or the subject focused article. Make it more based on the story and bring your expert into it. Because what Jack can do now, he can go out to his followers and friends and go, "Hey, I was just quoted in this cool article on CNN about Super Bowl advertising. This is really cool." Everybody goes, "Wow, Jack, that's really cool." And people that follow him go, "Wow, Jack must be a really smart guy because he was asked for a quote for this article." This is where the power comes in. We've done this every way. We've done it where we've done the focus on the person. We've done ones like this. This carries more weight than the other ones. People are more impressed with this than the other ones. For whatever reason, this format works best of everything else we've tried, is putting in 1 to 2 quotes from the person just so they're quoted as an expert in an article about a news story. Now, after that, all you have to do is find an image. Don't use a picture of the subject. You don't want to put a picture, no matter how good-looking Jack is. We don't want to put a picture of him up on the top of this. And I've seen people that do that, and it just doesn't work. It looks absolutely ridiculous because you don't see any other stories like that where just a person's headshot is up at the top of an article. It just does not make sense. But you want to use an image that does represent the topic. And there's a lot of different photo sites we can purchase pictures for a buck. We use PhotoDune a lot. There's plenty of other ones that you may like more than PhotoDune. This happens to be the one that that we use. I think for this one, I just picked a picture of a football. So I mean, see, I didn't overthink it. I didn't try to find super representative picture or one that's really compelling. I just put a picture up there. And again, just don't overcomplicate this part. Just find something that works. Put it up there because, again, it's not going to push a sale for you, no matter how good the picture is. As long as you have something up there that's representative, it will work just fine. Okay, so now you're ready to submit. And the place you submit this is by clicking the upload button. I don't know why it says upload. I mean, you have to upload a picture, I guess. This is why they call it that, but it's a little confusing for a lot of people. So it's right there. You just click the upload button, and that will open up this window where you can put in your story. Now, the first thing you have to do is select a category. If there is something in this list that works for you, your article, go ahead and pick it. If not, you can pick none. I pick none. Almost every time I pick none, just because the things I'm putting in don't usually fit anything else. So you can put in the none, and then after that, you're just going to fill in the rest of the form with your content. So your headline goes there. The main meat of your story goes in the description area. I don't know why they call it description. I guess if you're really uploading just pictures or videos, maybe it does make more sense. But as we're doing articles, you're putting in the body of the article there. Now, you can see in here you don't have any space to put links, put bold, put italicized, or change color of text. Leave it like that. Don't put in links. Don't put in bold. Don't put in italics. Just put in your basic article. Basic stuff. And just copy and paste it. Make sure it's spaced nicely, but just put in your basic stuff. You do not want to add a bunch of formatting to this one. It could get flagged if you put too much in there. And it's better just to not even worry about that, because if you can do some, but as soon as as soon as we give a little bit of lead with that, other people can go in there and they're going to have all kinds of formatting stuff, and that can really, that'll get you banned and make it look ridiculous. So just keep it nice and clean. You can put in tags if you want to. I really don't, because again, I'm not going after traffic on here. But you do select your media, so you just click the browse button, you upload your photo, video, or audio, and publish it. I always just do photos because it's the easiest, and it's there's no reason to overcomplicate it unless you want to do a video for some reason. But I would not, if you do it, I would have a high quality video. If it's just a picture of you with your tussled hair or something, like talking into your cell phone, it's not going to look right. So don't do it. Pictures are just the easier thing on this one. You can put in your location if you want to. I've done it a couple times. I usually don't. I've not seen a difference, so I really don't worry about it. Then you click on the yes, I agree to terms of service. Upload your story. You can post to Facebook if you want to. I generally don't, not because I don't want to. I just don't. And this is what the article looks like. Finished article looks beautiful, nice, clean, professional picture at the top. Has a headline that makes sense. Goes right into the story. And as you read down the story and you're engrossed with how wonderful it is, you will see this quote from the brilliant Jack Mize. All right, so this is the format. This is the CNN news style format. You don't make it all about the subject. So this, you can see, this is not all about Jack. It's not going to do any better if we had made it his name in the title, put his picture up there, and made the whole article about him talking about the Super Bowl, and made a little bit about the Super Bowl. It wouldn't work. This is one that's set up just like an article a journalist would write. There's a full-time journalist for CNN. It's a beautiful article. This is what's going to work and carry the most weight for you. This is what you want to do for yourself, for your clients, is this style on CNN. Now, I want to thank you so much for watching this training. If you enjoyed it and you want more training like this, learn more about authority marketing, and you even want to add authority marketing offers to your business, or if you just want to be a part of an active and supportive community of entrepreneurs just like you, and you're not already involved with us, then click on the button on this page for a trial membership in Authority Agency. We would love to have you there. Thank you so much for watching this training.